Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
And a man powerful up the middle of the park joins us right now, James Tarmo. Congratulations, mate.
Oh, thank you, mate.
Must be very good, obviously, getting the first game of this kind of round. It's like the Olympics. You can just spend the rest of the day causing trouble in the athletes' village for the next 2 weeks. When do you have you headed home? What's the plan for you guys?
Yeah, mate, something a bit like that. Get the first one out of the road and cause a bit of havoc. No, it's always good. We knew all eyes would be on us, and Magic Round, such a great concept for the game. But we got back early this morning and spent time with the family.
Hey, Jimmy, congratulations. Great win last night, buddy. Can you tell us a little bit more? Obviously, you know Dane Laurie, so we're kind of seeing what he can do in first grade for the first time. But you spent some time with him at Penrith. And did you have anything to do with the fact that he was recruited from the Tigers? And have you found him transitioning over into the top grade?
Yeah, mate, I'd like to think so. I was part of their recruitment drive, but... No, anywhere he went, obviously the Panthers are, they've got some talent there and they were devastated to let him go. That's just how rugby league goes. You've got a team and you've got some talent underneath that are first grade material. They just got to play first grade somewhere. So fortunate enough, we got him. But mate, he was scratching at the first grade side there at Penrith. So, and we're only just seeing what he can do.
Hey, Jimmy, Brent Reid, I wanted to ask you about the speed of the game. There's all this talk that it's now a young man's game. You're a bloke who's, I wouldn't say you're in the latter stages of your career. What have you made of it? How have you adapted to it?
Yeah, you're not wrong, Brent. It's obviously getting a bit quicker, and the talent is coming up a lot younger. Obviously, I think they're exposed to the type of professionalism coming straight out of school, that might help. Obviously, Payne Haas, Stephen Crichton, the likes. It's crazy. But, as a fan of the game myself, it's something that you look forward to watch. But as a oldish big man in the middle, it gets tough sometimes.
First try in the new colours, Jimmy. Fantastic. Good to see you, buddy. Barging over from 70 metres out.
That's what I tell my kids.
Oh, that's going to be the four B's. We'll all know about that one, brother. So something uncharacteristic happened last night between you and Tyson Frizzell. There was kind of a little bit of a push you, shove me type thing, and very not like you or very not like Tyson. What happened there?
No, mate, I knew straight away. As soon as I pushed him, I went, oh, what have I done? Oh, I've got to go through with it now. I love Frizz. After the game, we were talking, and I don't know, sort of the emotions get to you. You get caught up, obviously in the middle there in the washing machine. He said he obviously didn't know I was down there, and I just overreacted, I think. Like you said, uncharacteristic. Something like that, though, lets the team down. So I hung my head straight after and had to get back to work and try and make up for it.
So, James Tarmo, your club and every other club got the email on Friday about this crackdown from the referees in terms of sin binnings for high contact, even if it was incidental, for repeated infringements at the ruck and the play of the ball, all those sorts of things. How has that conveyed to you? What did you expect in terms of that? I mean, it was all for ruck infringements, the four sin binnings in your game, but how did it play out on the field?
Yeah, mate, obviously we've seen with the rule changes, the game's gotten quick, and with this coming into it, we've got to be tighter in the ruck. We can't give away any penalties, any ruck infringements, will only hurt us. You're seeing the scores at the moment. It's quite lopsided, so it's just sort of putting the discipline back onto the teams. Like I said before, as a fan, you love to see it, and all these tries being scored, but like I said before, it gets tough in the middle.
As a big man, though, given that these new requirements in terms of just incidental contact with the head, it can be difficult for you going into a tackle in terms of not, making sure you don't have any contact whatsoever for fear of a 10-minute stretch in the bin.
Yeah, mate. Look, I can tell you right now, teams, obviously, you don't practice for that sort of thing. It's just one of those things that happen. you know, you're doing all you can to try and make the tackle, and unfortunately you go high. And I know, you know, players obviously don't mean for it to happen, but there's obviously consequences that come with it now. And you know, we'll see some of the quicker guys around the middle make their mark. But you know, like I said, we as a team, we've just got to be a bit tighter around that. And you know, you see some of the scoreline, you know, before the scorelines were getting a bit out of hand, but now, you know, with everything going on, with the sin bins and that, you know, obviously we're going to see more points scored. But like I said, that's just on us and discipline.
Jimmy, is the game as enjoyable under the current system?
Mate, at my age, every game is enjoyable. I'm still sort of, you know, I'm relishing everything. Once you get to my age, you know, every training run, everything you do, you sort of take it all in. You know, obviously it gets a bit tough, and like you probably saw on the weekend, the emotions got the better of me and with some other players. But, mate, always enjoyable, obviously, when you get a win. But, no, that's just something we have to be careful of and just make sure we're at our best.
Last night's decision from Madge to put Adam Dewey in the centres and Moses Zembai at 5'8" had a lot of us so-called experts scratching our heads, wondering why you'd put the best player in your team out in the centres. But geez whiz, he can play anywhere. And I think Moses Zembai was his best game in probably 2 years last night. It was a masterstroke from Madge.
Yeah, mate, it sure was. Well, we knew all those players, you know, Brooksy as well, Adam Dewey, Moses Zembai, they've got plenty of footy behind them, very talented. We just had to get them on the field and get the ball in their hands. You know, Adam Dewey is dangerous everywhere. He obviously got a double last night. And you saw Brooksy sort of come out a bit more too. He was directing things around, and which is good. And obviously, you know, he had a really, really good game. You know, we spoke about us in the forwards of, you know, doing our part so we can get the best out of them. So obviously that worked, and hopefully we can get some consistency going forward.
Jimmy, you've been at a few different clubs now, so, and you've had a lot of success at some of those organisations. You were brought to the Tigers to bring that knowledge and that consistency to the group. What do you see? You guys are at the moment a bit of a week-to-week proposition. We don't know what we're going to get every time you guys run onto the field. Now, what do you see in weeks or in the preparation to a performance like last night than the week before when you throw up a performance like you did against the Titans?
Yeah, mate, you're exactly right. That's what we're sort of getting at the Tigers at the moment, and that's on us to change. It's just one of those things. Obviously, you know, you get a win and you go on a training in the week and you think we're going all right, and then bang, something happens. But we were never not confident going into games. We, you know, reviews, we looked at effort plays that helped us. Obviously, you know, we can play it. So, you know, the games in the past, we can play a good 20, 25, 30 minutes of our best football, but a game goes for 80 minutes. So, you know, it's just trying to get our best to prolong that you know, our best footy to get to that 80 minutes. So obviously we can build off last night and hopefully get a few wins in a row and get our season back on track.
Yeah, well, you certainly did it last night. 36-18, a great win. Congratulations, mate. Thanks so much for having a chat.
Mate, pleasure, as always.
So, Jimmy. Take it easy, buddy.
Yeah, great man. Thank Jimmy Tarmow joining us here on the screen. We're talking about Tyson Frizzell. You've got something there for us, Reece.
Yeah, MG pointed this out. Tyson Frizzell, pretty ugly aftermath of that game last night. He's been racially abused on social media. He's posted the post that someone sent to him. It was surrounding fantasy football points, fantasy league.
Wow.
And they've used some racial language in there. So, I don't know. We just keep calling this stuff out, and it just keeps happening.
And good on him for making a stand and calling it out too.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.